Welcome to morning prayer on Monday, 21st September. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great kindness. He will not always accuse us, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy upon those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he set our sins from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so is the Lord merciful towards those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made. He remembers that we are but dust. Our days are but as grass. We flourish as a flower of the field. For as soon as the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place shall know it no more. But the merciful goodness of the Lord is from of old, and endures forever on those who fear him, and his righteousness on children's children, on those who keep his covenant and remember his commandments to do them. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all you that dwell in the world. You of low or high degree, both rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and my heart shall meditate on understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. I will unfold my riddle with the lyre. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Why should I fear in evil days when the malice of my foes surrounds me? Such as trust in their goods and glory in the abundance of their riches. For no one can indeed ransom another or pay to God the price of deliverance. To ransom a soul is too costly. There is no price one could pay for it, so that they might live forever and never see the grave. For we see that the wise die also. With the foolish and ignorant they perish, and leave their riches to others. Their tomb is their home forever, their dwelling through all generations, though they call their lands after their own names. Those who have honor but lack understanding are like the beasts that perish. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Such is the way of those who boast in themselves, the end of those who delight in their own words. Like a flock of sheep, they are destined to die. Death is their shepherd. They go down straight to the pit. Their beauty shall waste away, and the land of the dead shall be their dwelling. But God shall ransom my soul from the grasp of death. Will he take me? Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Be not afraid if some grow rich, and the glory of their houses increases. For they will carry nothing away when they die, nor will their glory follow after them. Though they count themselves happy while they live, and praise you for your success, they shall enter the company of those of their ancestors, who will nevermore see the light. Those who have honor but lack understanding are like the beasts that perish. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Save us from envy, God our Redeemer, and deliver us from the chains of wealth that ransomed through your Son. We may inherit the crown of everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. Let us pray. Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy. Sustain and support the anxious. Be with those who care for the sick, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may find comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. As our Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.